Morning, Ireland. 13 minutes past seven. Missed flights, long queues inside and outside terminals, apologies from authorities at Dublin Airport, a promise to refund people, a meeting today between a junior minister for transport and management. We'll talk to airport authority, the DAA, shortly. These passengers who missed their flight at Dublin Airport yesterday spoke to our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell.
We were going home after a nice weekend here in Dublin. We came to the airport 4 hours before our flight took off. And 6 hours later, we were not through the security check. So we have been standing in line. And now we are still standing in line to get our flight rebooked. So a horrible experience. It was lines and lines of people. Thousands of people. And no information, nothing. It will take some time before we come back.
We were here at 5:15 this morning, and our flight was supposed to be 7:45. We arrived at the closing gates at 7:20, and our plane was actually outside, but they wouldn't let us through the gates. We were told to re-queue again, which we did. 20 to 9, 5 hours queuing again, just to be told in 5 minutes that we had no flight to Naples.
People were going mad, like. I definitely won't fly from Dublin Airport again. Definitely not.
We were waiting for 4 hours in line, and then we missed our flight because of it. I am frustrated, I'm angry, I am scared, and I'm so exhausted because I'm working tomorrow. All flights are booked to Slovakia, to Czech, to Hungary, so we don't know what we will do.
We queued for nearly an hour outside the terminal to get inside. After the bag drop, we queued for about another hour and a half to get through to the security desks. We got through to our gate, and our flight, the gate had just closed as we arrived. We were driving to Marseille. Our daughter with our grandson, 6 months old, was on the flight, and we were unable to get through on time, so she had to fly without us. So that's difficult for her and distressing for all of us. We were going for a wedding, which we will probably now miss. I'm embarrassed for the country. I'm embarrassed to see so many people from so many countries see our country and its organisation displayed in this way.
People who missed their flights at Dublin Airport, speaking with our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell yesterday. Kevin Cullinan is Head of Communications at Airport Operator DAA, and he's with us now. Kevin Cullinan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Kevin, how many people missed their flights yesterday?
At this stage, we estimate over 1,000 passengers were impacted by the lengthy queues at Dublin Airport. We'll be doing a further tally with all of our airline partners and customers again this morning to ascertain the final number. But certainly at this stage, it's well over 1,000 passengers, for which we obviously unreservedly apologise.
You told Justin McCarthy on our This Week programme that the reasons for the long queues were people turning up too early and not having enough workers. Why didn't you have enough staff to cope with the expected number of passengers?
Well, we're operating on very fine margins at the moment. We're running to the max of our available staffing levels. We've been aggressively trying to recruit an additional 300 additional security officers to man those security lanes. Yesterday morning when we opened security in Terminal 1 and Terminal 2, we clearly didn't have enough security lanes open due to resourcing challenges. And at the moment, any absenteeism impacts on our ability to operate lanes. So we've been augmenting our frontline security officers with a staffing task force of over 450 back office personnel. They were in again yesterday, but clearly the challenges we faced very early on from about 4:30 yesterday morning just exacerbated as people joined bag drop queues, checking queues, and eventually the system was just overwhelmed by the sheer presentation of passengers.
When you knew you didn't have enough workers to cope with the number of passengers you were expecting, why didn't you tell people earlier to change their plans or perhaps to come earlier?
We wouldn't have been aware of until literally people report for duty at 3 and 4 a.m. in the morning. Obviously, and not everyone clocks in at the exact same time. So when it became apparent, we were doing our very best to make sure we could open the optimum number of lanes. we were doing our very level best to ease the queues. A lot of people now arrive at the airport in the small hours of the morning to try and get ahead of the process. So we had a queue building up from very early on, from 3 a.m. And obviously, as passengers started to present themselves, that first very busy wave of departures, more and more people were joining queues. We had to have a controlled access to the terminal by queuing people outside. But we just physically weren't able to process the volumes of passengers that are the morning. We don't have access to passenger manifests from our airline customers. So
but you knew how many people were going to be coming, didn't you? You knew how many passengers to expect.
Yes. Over the duration of a day, yes. But unfortunately, when we have a bubble in the system as we experienced on Sunday, bearing in mind we had the same number of passengers presented on Saturday, and we were able to manage that situation. But just the factors outside of our direct control yesterday were that we had just not enough lanes open, which we would have liked to have opened. We didn't have enough staff to man those. And even though we've been aggressively recruiting, and we will have more officers out of training in the coming days and weeks, and by the start of next month, by the end of next month, in fact, we'll have 370 additional officers in situ.
Yes, do you have enough staff to cope with the expected number of people coming through the airport this week?
Well, today we have 45,000 departing passengers, and it's a much more controlled and calmer experience this morning. Queuing times in Terminal 1 currently are at 45 minutes. There are 25 minutes in Terminal 2.
Yes, but as the week continues and you know that it is going to get much busier, will you have enough staff to cope with the amount of people throughout the week?
We're factoring that in. Obviously, we will have all available staff on duty this week and particularly coming into the long weekend ahead. But at the moment, we're running to the max of our staffing levels.
Do you have enough
very
staff?
Fine margins. We hope to have, we will have all of the staff available, including our task force, deployed again this weekend. And we'll be doing our level best to make sure that everyone makes their flight this weekend. We're conscious that we let ourselves and we left the nation down yesterday, and we certainly don't want a repeat of that on our watch this week.
Are you changing your advice to passengers as the week continues?
We'll meet again this morning as a business continuity team to look at the root cause analysis of yesterday and see what changes, if any, we'll make to that travel advice. 2.5 hours has been the recommended time to arrive at Dublin Airport for a short-haul flight in recent weeks. For 8 weeks now, we've largely been doing well. We've been coping well with the numbers. We're acutely aware that schools will be finishing up. Some people are taking children out of school early this week to avail the June bank holiday weekend. So this is giving our full and undivided attention today, and as it was yesterday, to quickly and comprehensively ensure that we provide a sufficient staff for the passengers that we know will be coming in through our doors this week.
How will people be compensated for missing flights, hotels and more?
We will recompense anyone that's out of pocket as a result of yesterday's queues. We'd ask them to make that known to us via an email address, which is customerexperience@dublinairport.com. We will obviously ensure that anyone who is out of pocket as a result of being discommoded yesterday is reimbursed as quickly as possible. Some of our airline partners are facilitating rebooking on the next available flights free of charge, no additional cost. In some instances, there may be an additional cost because the airline fare is different, but they won't be charged for making that change of booking. And in some instances, people will have travel insurance that may provide some recompense also. But we want to make sure that anyone who's out of pocket as a result of yesterday is reimbursed by DAA as quickly as possible.
Kevin Conlon, Head of Communications at Dublin Airport Authority. Thank you very much for speaking with us. It's almost 25 past seven. Morning, Ireland. Almost 8:15. The head of communications at airport operator DAA says well over 1,000 passengers missed their flights yesterday, and for this the DAA apologises unreservedly. There were long queues inside and outside terminals in Dublin yesterday. Kevin Conlan told us earlier that the airport is operating on very fine margins and is aggressively trying to recruit an extra 300 security officers. He also said any absenteeism impacts on the the ability to operate security lanes. There are no queues outside the terminal this morning, and we'll hear live from the airport later. Kieran O'Donnell is a Fine Gael TD. He's also chairperson of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications. Kieran O'Donnell, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
We heard one Irish passenger tell our reporter, Dimitri O'Donnell, earlier he was embarrassed for Ireland at what happened yesterday. Are you?
Yes. And not only did it happen yesterday, but it happened Saturday as well. And I was listening to Mr. Cullinan on earlier on your programme, and he made reference that people only miss flights on Sunday. They miss flights on Saturday. I've had many passengers on to me, and this issue was arising all day Saturday and into Sunday. And excuses and apologies, they're not good enough anymore. They're unacceptable. We need to have solutions as to how they're going to ensure this isn't repeated next weekend during the June bank holiday weekend, and furthermore, how they will deal with recompensing all those passengers that actually missed their flights and were so inconvenienced. Speaking to passengers that were there over the last 2 days, Gavin, what they had to go through was horrendous. They were queuing for hours. They had no idea what was happening. There was no indication whether flights would go or not. There appeared to be, and Mr. Cullinan has admitted that, this was down to not having enough lanes open and not having enough staff on duty. Staff were under huge, severe difficulties on the day, and I think the passengers don't have any difficulties with the staff were doing it in very difficult circumstances. But management have questions to answer here.
OK, and you've called for the DAA to come before your committee this week. You heard Kevin Cullinan, as you said, of the DAA earlier. He admits they don't have enough workers and they're trying to find more. So what do you want to know from them at the hearing this week?
Well, initially, similar issue arose back on the 28th of March, and we visited the DAA at the airport on the 4th of April, and they wrote to us on the 6th of April, and they dealt with the issue over the Easter weekend, where they had the same number of passengers and people were going through in under 40 minutes. So why was it any different last weekend? What we want to hear from them is how many checkers have they recruited to date? How many of those are on the ground? They had a 5-point action plan in place. We need to see that they're going to open sufficient lanes, that they're going to bring in this task force with all their other employees in place. Anything else is unacceptable. They have to get a practical plan in place straight away to give passengers absolute certainty. We had the incredible farcical situation where we had the DAA coming out and an interview on the Irish Independent on Saturday morning saying there was no issues, they were moving towards 30 minutes. At the same time, people were waiting hours to get into Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. That makes no sense.
Would they not be better served by trying to find more workers this week than preparing for and answering your questions at a committee hearing?
Well, I would expect they've had 8 months to date, Gavin, to recruit workers. And they've had 3 months. This has been a crisis situation for the last 3 months. They have recruited staff. But what from what reports we see, they recruited an additional 300, 150 doors are undergoing, 150 are in training. They need to bring in additional contingency measures to cope with next weekend. We're going to see double the numbers going through, over 100,000 people going through per day during the June bank holiday weekend. So what we want to hear from Dalton Phillips and his colleagues in DA, and we're asking them to come in for us, and we expect that they will, is precisely what plan are they putting in place in the next number of days. Well, they will communicate with passengers to tell them precisely how much time they'll have to wait and that they will get their flights on time.
What's your government going to do to fix it?
Well, as you're probably aware, the Minister, Hildegard Nocton, is meeting with the DAA early this morning. They've had repeated meetings with them. But this particular issue that has arisen, they appeared to get the grips of this last Easter. Things were improving considerably.
Yes, you made that point.
But this is an operational matter for the DAA. They're the experts in the area. They're charged with running the airport. They gave the impression prior to the weekend that there was no issues here. And suddenly we have now a situation where they're admitting they didn't have enough lanes open. They didn't have enough security staff in place. That all has to be rectified. And you saw this morning.
So is there nothing your government can do except for a junior minister to call management in this morning? Is there nothing else they can do?
Minister Hildegard Nocton is the minister with responsibility in this area. Minister Eamon Ryan, the senior minister, has stated that the government are standby to assist in any way possible. But this is an operation.
In what way?
Whatever support that the DAA required. But this is an operation matter for the DAA. We can't have a situation where we have the body charged with running the airport named the DAA, giving the impression that everything is in hand, and suddenly we have a situation where people, once again, we find this morning with Kevin Cullinan saying people only started to miss their flights on Sunday. That's incorrect. People missed their flights on Saturday. So DAA need to get grips of this very quickly. We want to see them coming before us tomorrow.
Okay.
And precisely outline how they're going to deal with this next weekend.
Kieran O'Donnell, Fine Gael TD, Chairperson of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications. Thank you for speaking with us. We'll hear from Dublin Airport live later, 20 past eight.
We're going to stay with this story. Joining us now, travel journalist Owen Curry. Owen, we know that a significant number of security staff have left Dublin Airport over the past 18 months. Is that the sole problem, or are there other issues there as well?
Yes, there's a confluence of issues here. The staffing reduction was part of it. The failure of the audit, the security audits, two failures in recent months, which means increased vigilance and baggage going through. And there are also knock-on issues, because the Dublin Airport security employees are not the only ones where there's staffing and a rostering and absentee problem, sometimes related to COVID. It is impacting every aspect of life in the airport, including the airlines, big check-in desk shortage of personnel contributed to the problem, and also to the servicing of airlines. We have a new service, for instance, to Cairo due to start next week, and it was quite unclear until recently whether there would be enough personnel to do check-in and gate clearance and things like that for that. So we had a situation yesterday where one of the smaller tour operators, one of the larger tour operators in Ireland, but one of the smaller customers at the airport, people at a gate were left waiting for about 3 hours with no information. So every part of the airport is under pressure. Car parking's under pressure because they have fewer car park spaces. And what we saw yesterday was the coming together of all of those for a day that is made. Normally, when you look across European news for the airport queues, Dublin is one of several airports that's involved, but we're pretty much in the headlines right across Europe this morning.
As you say, Dublin isn't alone in having difficulties at the moment. The managing director of Manchester Airport resigned a few weeks ago, but it does seem particularly bad. I mean, I passed through Stansted last week, which in the past people would have viewed as pretty grim. We went through security in less than a quarter of an hour.
That could have happened in any of the airports in Europe, and the following day everything could be fine. Schiphol on Thursday commissioned a major survey, and they've all the points that were being made in that survey would apply to Dublin. What international airports are telling me is that they've noticed a change in behaviour, two changes in behaviour. Customers less adept at tobacco, at packing, liquids, all of those sort of things, laptops not out of bags in the scale that they were when we were more used to travelling. But the other interesting thing is that the peaks have got higher and the troughs a little bit lower as airlines concentrated into the waves of the big hub airports like Frankfurt, Charles de Gaulle, Amsterdam, Heathrow. That impacts on every airport. It means that you're going through bigger rushes, bigger bursts of passengers going through security right across the system, including airports like Dublin.
Is it possible to solve this in the short term? I mean, if there weren't enough staff at Dublin Airport yesterday, presumably there won't be enough staff next weekend either.
It's an interesting one, because Saturday was the anticipated problem day. There were a lot of sports fans to be shifted. They seem to have got through Saturday, even though it was pretty grim. Listeners will be able to agree on that. But Sunday, everything started coming apart from a very early hour in the day. Now, we are going to have a busier weekend next week, and we're building up to June the 24th, which is, on schedules, the busiest day at the airport. So the pendulum is only swinging one direction here. There's going to be all sorts of rostering challenges, and as I say, that doesn't just apply to security. It applies to other parts of the airport which are coming apart. And the check-in bag issue is it's a huge one, because we've had aircraft departing for hub airports where almost all the connections have been missed, and it means that this finely honed aviation system that's been built built up over 20 years, it's really straining.
Dublin Airport says it's going to reimburse people who missed a flight. Kevin Cullinan was saying to us earlier that they were aware of at least 1,000 people who missed a flight yesterday. But how will that work?
Very hard to see, because we have a very highly evolved system of compensation, and it almost coded exactly how much money and exactly how many cups of coffee people are entitled to for about 18 years for airlines, but nothing similar for airports. And the tendency has been in recent years that when passengers have missed flights or been delayed, even if it's not outside the airline's control, it's the airline that's been asked to compensate. That's a big issue with the series of French air traffic control strikes that have dogged aviation over the last couple of summers. Dublin Airport have said that they will pay compensation, but I think we're back down. When it comes down to the small print, it'll be down to documentation and certification. It'll be down to screenshots of times people arrived, car park, when they actually parked the car, because there isn't a ticketing system to say when you joined the queue. If you're within the 2.5 hours advice of Dublin Airport for short haul and 3.5 for long haul, you won't have a case for compensation. But I would imagine there'd be a lot of fighting out the small legals of exactly who was where at what time before compensation is paid out in the scale that the passengers are demanding.
Just one final thought, Owen. I can hear people in the South and the Midwest in particular saying there are other quieter airports, you know.
It's a big, big issue. Somebody was talking to me yesterday about checking in, driving to Farran Four, parking there, taking the flight to Dublin and flying on rather than go through the queue in Dublin Airport. It is a big opportunity for regional airports. The problem comes back to the range of choice. You're dealing with about 30 to 40 destinations from our big regional airports and over 200 from Dublin. And also the frequencies, if you're dealing with connections, the frequency of flights to the big hub airports. It's something that the regional airports will be looking at as an opportunity, certainly if it continues. And if this issue of security, and we've had the audit issues with Dublin Airport has certainly contributed to the problem. So it's certainly regional airports will be looking at this as an opportunity, but they need to get a bigger volume, a bigger scale before they can actually start diverting passengers in numbers from Dublin Airport.
Owen Corrie, thanks for being with us this morning. 27 minutes past eight. We're going to return next to the situation at Dublin Airport, where, as you know, there were chaotic scenes yesterday with some passengers having to queue for up to 3 hours just to enter the terminal building. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan is there for us this morning. Joan, what's happening this morning?
Well, this morning Dublin Airport is busy, but there are no external queues and the set-down areas are operating as normal. Now, earlier this morning, there was a situation where airport police had diverted traffic away from Terminal 1 departure set-down area. They were doing that because at that time, at around 5:30, there was an external queue, and for health and safety reasons, they didn't want people driving up as people were queuing on the road. Now, that situation didn't seem to last long. Before 6:30, that barricade was taken away and people were able to drive up as normal to the set-down area. Since then, again, the airport has been quite busy, but it has been moving. People have been getting quickly inside the airport and moving to where they want to go to. A lot of people were arriving here this morning not knowing quite what to expect, and I spoke to them earlier and here's what they had to say.
Very nervous now after looking at yesterday and reading about what's going on yesterday. Horrific situation. I feel so sorry for those people, and it's not a way to start to leave the country or to fly out.
Nervous. I got an email from Ryanair saying be here minimum 2:45. We're up since 4:00 and our flight's not till before 10. We're killing my wife and killing each other, so it's going to be fun.
Sir, just asking, how did you feel about coming to Dublin Airport this morning?
Worried. We were up very early. Our flight's not till 11. We're up at 5 here at 6:45. So, yeah, a bit concerned.
How do you feel now that you're here?
A bit better. It looks a bit crazy, but it looks controlled crazy.
I was very anxious, very stressed, very nervous. I had to drop my daughter to her friend's mother because I was afraid that I won't manage to get on time and everything. But now I'm here and I'm very surprised that it's not too bad. Yeah.
Have you come earlier than normal?
Yes, yes, definitely. I usually I remember I travel a lot. I would be at the airport hour in advance of the flight, maybe hour and a half, and now I'm almost 3 hours in advance.
Very nervous. We drove up from Kinsale, County Cork, and we got up at 4 a.m. and hope it's looking good, so we're relieved.
What time's your flight?
10:40.
What about yourself, ma'am? How did you feel coming here this morning?
Nervous as well. Yeah, obviously judging by what we saw on the radio and the television yesterday, it wasn't exactly filled with glee coming to Dublin Airport.
But now that you're here?
Talk to me in about another 20 minutes when I can drop my bags and have a cup of coffee in my hand. Hopefully that'll happen too.
So as you can hear, a high level of worry with passengers who were arriving here this morning. Many arriving long before they were advised to do so because they were worried about missing flights. One man I spoke to said he arrived here at about 6:30 for a 1 o'clock flight, but he preferred to take that option rather than risk missing the flight like so many people did yesterday. Now, we've been speaking to the DAA to ask for an update about how long people should be giving themselves to arrive. And the advice remains that if you're doing a short haul flight, arrive about 2.5 hours before time. If it's long haul, then 3.5 hours. There is the caveat that if you're checking in a bag, you should give yourself perhaps an extra hour to do that in order to be assured of making your flight on time. Now, the DAA are saying that so far this morning, things are working well. They're manageable. The airport is busy, but things are moving freely. And they're really hoping that what we saw yesterday was a blip, one bad day, and something that hopefully won't be repeated. Rachel?
Joan, thank you. It's 9:58.